దేమేనంగా ఈ లుక్స్ కి తింగంచా నీనంజా దేమేనంగా.
Wow, Rixin, what are you humming?
Dijin, it's a song about nature.
Izuk skit nyam cha ni nam cha le mi nang la.
Julie, my friends, I'm your host and those Dijin, and this is my friend Rixin.
Julie, my friends.
Rixin, the songs makes me think of how beautiful our Ladakh is. Interestingly, it has many nicknames such as the Moonland, Little Tibet, the last Shangri-La, and Roof of the World.
And our Union Territory stand true to all these names. We are here amidst the Great Himalayas and the Karakoram Ranges. We have got the majestic mountain ranges, pristine lakes, and the stunning landscape. At the same time, Ladakh nurtures the unique culture and the rich heritage through its beautiful monasteries and stupas.
True, Rixin, but there is so much more to say about Ladakh. I'm sure our audience is super excited for that.
Yes, Dijin, and the unique landscapes of Ladakh live unique and rare species of flora and fauna. What makes Ladakh even more special is the variety and the number of migratory birds it receives from the warmer parts of the India in the summer. Do you know how many species of resident and the migratory birds our Union Territory is home to? 318.
Wow, that's a lot! We get to see a number of common species in Ladakh. The ibex, snow leopard, baral, Tibetan Ural sheep, marmot, Tibetan argali sheep, and Tibetan wild ass. Amazingly, we have got rare animals too. The Tibetan gazelle, Tibetan antelope, red fox, lynx, palace cat, and Tibetan wolf.
Yes, and that's why tourists from all over the world want to visit Ladakh. It is worth the effort. Even with the harsh climatic conditions of this high-altitude desert mountain and the thin air with the low oxygen levels. So, Dijin, that brings me to what we are going to talk today. Something that is very important for the people of Ladakh.
Wait, Rixin, but before we go forward, I want to have some Gurgur Cha and Timo.
Haha, yes, why not? Here it is.
Yum! Okay, so what are we here to talk about?
Being such a famous tourist spot, Ladakh has also been tremendously impacted by tourism. The huge numbers of tourists have led to challenges such as soil pollution, excess garbage, the greater need of the water and waste too, as well as the noise and the air pollution. This affects the lives of the local people and also damages the environment we all live in and share.
Oh no! So what now, Rixin? If people do not pay attention to these issues now, it's possible that when we grow up, these problems will be worse. I want our mountains to continue to be rich with wild animals and plants. And for that, people who visit our beautiful Ladakh need to be more responsible about how they use water and dispose of waste properly too.
Dijin, I think we locals of Ladakh have had a lot more practice in living in harmony with nature because we have been doing this as a tradition for a long time. This attitude arises from the respect for nature and a sense of gratitude for our limited resources of the land. Until recently, many essential needs of Ladakhis, such as clothes and food, were produced locally, and many things were made by hands. Our homes were made of rocks and mud, whitewashed with lime, but things have changed a lot now.
I know, Rixin, and the consequences are so evident now. The way we buy and consume things has changed. Now we find plastic waste even in the remotest villages. Our actions have added to air pollution, which causes climate change. And because of climate change, the snow here in Ladakh melts away much sooner, leaving our farmers struggling to get enough water to water their fields. I'm beginning to get more worried now, Rixin.
As goes the popular saying, if the problem can be solved, why worry? If the problem cannot be solved, worrying will do you no good. And Dijin, the problem can be solved.
Yes, Rixin, that's good to know.
Today, we are joined by someone who will tell us what children like us can do in our schools and communities to make a difference to our home, our Ladakh.
That's fantastic! Please introduce us. I have so many questions to ask.
We have with us Ms. Neha, who has been an environment educator at WWF India for the past 8 years. She has worked with teachers and students like us from all over the India. Welcome to the show, Ms. Neha.
Thank you for having me on your radio show, Rigzin and Daichin. Oh, well, I first visited Ladakh in the year 2016, and it was the month of March. And I was truly fascinated by it.
So, please tell our listeners, what about Ladakh did you find the most fascinating?
So, Rigzin, back in 2016, we launched a program called Ek Prithvi, which was for the school children of Ladakh. While doing my research to prepare the teaching learning materials for the program, I learned about the traditional practices and lifestyle of the people of Ladakh. And let me tell you, I found it absolutely inspiring. You've already talked about the traditional way of life in Ladakh earlier in the show. There is another thing I would like to mention, and I don't want to miss saying that. The people of Ladakh are so hospitable. I had a chance to visit a Ladakhi family and I was so touched by their warmth and generosity.
Miss Neha, you might be aware of the recent challenges that the people, ecosystem and biodiversity of Ladakh are experiencing. Could you share your perspective with us?
So Daichin, I have been listening to your conversation and the first thing that gave me hope that these two children don't just care about their homeland. They worked hard to learn about its biodiversity, natural resources and local traditionals, which has allowed people of Ladakh to live in harmony with their environment. When we started Ek Prithvi, the idea was to build student leaders of nature conservation in Ladakh. Ek Prithvi helped the children connect with their local environment, understand and appreciate the natural wealth around them, and become empowered to work to protect nature from the damage caused by unsustainable development.
Miss Neha, we are still students and are so young. Who will listen to us? How do you think we can make a difference in the face of such challenges?
Rigzin, when children speak, everyone listens. And that is the power of the youth. And education helps make youth voices louder. WWF India has launched a program for the children of Ladakh through which they will learn about the biodiversity of this union territory, bring change in their schools and communities, and last but not the least, win a state level award, which is going to be presented by the Honorable Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh.
What? Really? What program is this? Please tell us more.
It is called Mission Khuryuk. Did you know that children from all over the country have joined this movement? It is also called Mission Yerikai in Tamil Nadu and Mission Prakriti in the rest of the country. The movement is entirely student-led. That means that children like you are leading big change through environmental projects in and around the school.
So, what do we have to do for Mission Khuryuk?
Okay, let me tell you step by step. Number one, ask your teacher to register or sign up for Mission Khuryuk on WWF India's Digital Resource Center called One Planet Academy. Two, circulate information about Mission Khuryuk among your schoolmates. Ask them to sign up for the Mission Prakriti course on One Planet Academy. As you complete the course, you will be able to download the handbook for Mission Khuryuk or Mission Prakriti in a language of your choice. If you want, you can print a copy for your school library or ask your principal for your own school's copy. Number three, appoint a green cabinet of 5 students in your school. The Mission Khuryuk handbook will tell you how you can do it. Number four, work together to make action plans for school and community projects. And then just do them. Don't forget to capture evidence of your hard work. Take good pictures of every milestone you complete in your projects. 5. In this last step, create a 5-minute video with all the pictures and videos you have captured. Upload the video on One Planet Academy website. Do not forget to include in the video all the important milestones you have reached as part of Mission Kuryo. The top 5 schools and 25 students of the Green Cabinets will be selected on the basis of their work done under the mission. And then all you have to do is wait for the awards to be announced.
Wow! I'm so excited! I can't wait for my school to sign up for Mission Kuryo. And I bet my school will win the award.
I love your enthusiasm. And let's not forget that this is about more than the award. Every step a school takes towards successfully completing Mission Kuryo activities makes a huge difference towards preserving and sustaining the natural ecosystems of Ladakh.
Thank you so much, Ms. Neha. Before I end the show, I have a very important message for the schools of Ladakh from the Honorable Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Brigadier Dr. B.D. Mishra.
Ladakh, our homeland, is nature's gift to the earth. It is full of environmental treasures, a dazzling variety of picturesque spots, plants and animals. We have zealously been protecting this biodiversity by setting up around 15,000 kilometers of environmentally protected areas in our region. Promotion of all these natural beauties needs allies who can supercharge our efforts to conserve our precious geographical wealth. Our strongest allies for a sustainable future are our youth. They have the power to think creatively and take bold decisions and act with vigor and elan for human well-being and nature care. WWF India's mission, Kuryo, is holistic environment education program that imbibes knowledge amongst our youth about Ladakh's biodiversity and guides them to take initiatives to make and keep their schools and communities green and clean. By joining this initiative, the youth of Ladakh can lead the way for more sustainable future for Ladakh and equally importantly for the lands beyond. I am delighted to launch WWF India's mission Kuryo in our beloved Ladakh. On this occasion, I call upon all our schools to join this movement. I wish the youth in our schools who today are embarking on this Kuryo journey a grand success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thukjeche.
Bye-bye.